This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the, what is this? Is this NCUSO?
Yes.
It is NCUSO. We've been traveling around the country so much we forgot where we are. No, this is NCUSO, one of our favorite conferences here on the credit union conference circuit. And we happen to be in Las Vegas again this year, and look who happens to be in our makeshift studio lounge. We'll have the official looking one tomorrow. But we have Mr. Doug Burke from Aux. Doug, how are you?
Fantastic. Doing great, Mike.
Good. We're glad you're here. I heard you were a little snowed in Denver trying to get here.
Yeah, we had a little snow, a little extra time sitting around the airport, but we made it.
Springtime's right around the corner, guys. It's almost here.
That's what they keep telling me.
All right. Hey, so what brings you to NCUSO this year? What's the main attraction for you guys other than networking and all that good stuff?
You know, the networking is always great here, but you look at the exhibit hall this year, and it's getting bigger and bigger and, more companies I don't know. So I got to go knock on some doors and see what they do.
I know. Yeah, every year there's definitely a lot of new faces in there. I heard there's over 1,000 QSOs out there now. So, I mean, it just boggles the mind to think about that, which means, though, for credit unions, there's a lot of choices for you out there, right? So, and you guys are right there in the mix.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we don't have a booth here. We're not selling here, but we're just trying to absorb, be the sponge and take it all in. And got, bringing our CFO, who actually, Mike, will become our new CEO, Diane Parham.
There we go.
Showing her the ropes and introducing her to all these wonderful people and kind of giving her the tour of NCUSO.
Right on. And this is the place to do it. And they have it that they set a record attendance this year. So
that's what I understand. It's fantastic.
So tell me about the transition here, because you are on to the next chapter of your life, and is it Diane? I can't remember the last name.
Diane Parham.
Yeah. So she's coming in.
Yep.
So share with me a little bit about the transition process here.
So the transition process is actually started in December. Mm-hmm. So the board made the decision, and so she was our internal CFO. So it was actually pretty seamless. You know, she's been with us for going on 4 years.
Okay.
So it's really been good to do that, and whoever's taken her position's going to be moving up internally. So it's really been some good stepping stones for internal. So she's going to take over on April Fool's Day. It's not really April Fool's Day. She truly is going to take over, but that's her start date.
That's for real. So good stuff. Well, that's more great news for Aux, and you're on to where's Doug Burke going to go these days?
Well, Doug Burke's gonna, first off, it's gonna be a really cool next month because got a first grandbaby coming.
Congratulations, well done.
So one in April and then another one in September.
Oh, wow, you're gonna be busy.
Daughter moving back from Guatemala, so a lot of cool family things going on. Gonna enjoy it all.
Well, good timing then. Good timing. So you get to step in. So that's gonna be a lot of fun for sure.
Looking forward to it.
Hey, and before I let you go, before we let you go from Aux, what's the latest and greatest going on in there at Aux these days?
Mike, I'd say the latest that we have going on there is in our compliance area. We've got a new learning system, training system. It's all online. Mm-hmm. Credit unions have so many regulatory requirements for training boards on BSA and all these types of things. So we've put together a really cool system that allows them to go in and self-serve and utilize the resources whenever they want. Okay. At a substantially reduced rate compared to paying for somebody to travel or do it online. They just, have a subscription, download what they need when they need.
Right on. We like the self-service type stuff, so on demand.
Everybody's so busy, and that way they can do it when it works for them or their board or their employees.
Yeah, no doubt. And you guys celebrated, didn't Aux celebrate its 30th anniversary last year? Was it last year or the year before?
It is, yeah. So I think we just did our 31st month. So,
All right. You guys are doing
30 years.
You guys are doing some great stuff there at Aux, and we're always happy to cover what you guys are doing and all the great things that you're doing for credit unions and having those credit unions come on and share their experiences with of working with you guys. So yeah, it's always a pleasure talking to you guys. And anything else to add to wrap up here, Doug?
I think we're good, and it's a pleasure always talking to you, Mike.
Well, likewise, sir, likewise. And I'm gonna miss these talks. So don't be a stranger. Come back on whenever you want. Right?
Okay, that's the deal.
Okay, and bring the grandkids too.
I'll leave that up to the grandmother. She may not give me permission. Okay. I don't know.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.